Welcome, friends, to the podcast for the 14th of October. I'm Paul White. Glad you're with me today as we make the turn, as I like to say, when we move from one section to the next, one thought to the next. 1 Corinthians 10:23 to me represents the turn. And maybe it is not only Paul shifting gears, but Paul shifting gears because there has been a heavy emphasis in his teaching on idolatry, much like, and I said this yesterday, much like there was a heavy emphasis on his teaching of sexuality. In two spots, 1 Corinthians 6:12 and 1 Corinthians 10:23, Paul uses the phrase, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful." And then, "All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." 1 Corinthians 6:12. And then in 10:23, "All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify," or "all things don't build up." So, same basic thought in that Paul uses the phrase, "All things are lawful for me." And we said this back in chapter 6. There is some biblical translations and Bible scholars who think that Paul was quoting a popular maxim of the day that all things are lawful for me. Some have said that Paul was quoting it but trying to prove it wrong. I will say this, maybe Paul is quoting it, but he doesn't try to prove it wrong. He tries to put parameters on it. He doesn't say all things are lawful for me, but that's not true for you. You guys may say all things are lawful for me, but that's not right. No. Instead, he quotes it, or he just says it. We don't know that it's a quote. But then he puts the parameters of not everything will help you, not everything is edifying you, and some things will put you under their thumb. In other words, why would you want to do that which puts you under its thumb? Why would you want to do the thing that it works against you? Why would you want to do the things that don't build you up? So while they may be lawful, they're certainly not helpful. Now, what is interesting is their placement. 1 Corinthians 6:12 both follows and precedes instruction. It follows Paul's instruction of Christians suing Christians and precedes his instructions of not committing fornication. But truthfully, they're in the greater context. He's been talking about sexual immorality since chapter 5. So for all of 5, sexual immorality, half of 6, Christian suing Christians, back part of 6, fornication, right there in the middle, all things are lawful, but you don't want to be involved in all of them. Then a lot of stuff all over the map, but greater context, idolatry, meats offered to idols, don't commune with demons. Boom, all things are lawful. So he drops the text in both spots in the middle of instruction. And as we said yesterday, Corinthians seems to revolve around two major sins. Now, I know schism and division is the biggie of chapter 3, but the activity of sexual immorality and worship, sacrifice, and feasting with idols, demonic temples. And in both cases, Paul wants to reiterate that while things are lawful, they're not all good for you. So verse 23 of chapter 10, all things are lawful for me. And a little bit better here, he doesn't say the phrase "for me" in the earliest Greek. He says all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. And the Greek phrase edify, of course, is to build up. So Paul is saying, while it might be lawful, it's not helpful. While it might be lawful, it doesn't build people up. 23 bleeds into 24. Paul doesn't put verse breaks, by the way. 24 says this, "Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being." Now, I think 23, 24 go together. I think it's Paul saying, all things are lawful, but they're not all helpful. All things are lawful, but they don't build people up. Don't seek your own welfare, seek your neighbor's welfare. Therefore, just because it's lawful for you to do it doesn't mean you ought to do it because maybe it doesn't build your neighbor up. Now, that seems to fit the context because as you proceed deeper into the end of the 10th chapter, Paul's going to say, you know, eat what you want, but if your neighbor is offended and hurt, don't do it. So there's more qualifications on what is lawful. Now, sure, it's lawful to eat what you want. It's lawful to drink what you want. It's lawful to act how you want. You're an independent agent, but you're not independent in the body of Christ. You are part of the body of Christ. So if what you do brings damage to the body at large, then you need to check what you do, because it could be that what you're doing, while an expression of your personal liberty, is a detriment to someone else nearby who is feeding off of what you're doing. And this is a case-by-case basis. Paul doesn't lay out this thing as in, to me it seems that Paul lays it out as something you have to look at what's going on around you. Because he uses, for instance, like if you go to a dinner and they put something in front of you, eat it. But at the same time, realize that you have a responsibility for your neighbor. In other words, maybe there's a situation where you really should watch what you eat and watch what you drink and watch how you act. And eating and drinking may not be near as big a deal for us, though it seems like drinking is still a pretty big deal for a lot of people. For Paul, in the world in which he lived, it was far greater, partly because they'd come from Judaism that had very strict dietary rules, but also because they were living in a religious world in which sacrifices and the eating of said sacrifices were a big, big part of people's day-to-day lives. And so Paul has to deal with that in the middle of that world. So I think verse 24 is good advice for all of us on a day-to-day basis. So whatever you're going to do today, and maybe you're starting the podcast at the beginning of your day, maybe you listen to the podcast at the end of your day, or maybe you pile them all up and listen to a bunch of them at once. Whenever you are listening to this, you may either have your day behind you or your day in front of you, or you have your tomorrow coming. I think what we should be doing with this word of all things are lawful is not expressing our liberty to everyone. I think we should be not seeking our own, but each one the other's well-being. If you lived in a world where you didn't only seek your own well-being, but it crossed your mind to seek the well-being of your neighbor, and then it didn't just cross your mind, it became part of your action, oh, what a world you would live in. Or it would sound something like this, and this ought to be familiar. Do unto others the way you wish they'd do to you. Well, that's let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. We will dig into the specifics of this. We brushed it here today with that whole when you go to someone's house and they put food in front of you. We'll dig into the specifics of it and get into conscience a little bit over the next day or two. See you tomorrow. God bless.